The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Sci-fi is what we're going to talk about now. A new sci-fi exhibition, part of the State of Motion 2021 Realities by the Asian Film Archive. Happening now, let's talk to the co-curator, Tong Kei Hui, who is part of the programs and outreach officer at the Asian Film Archive. Kei Hui, how are you today?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Yeah.
Great to have you with us. Yeah.
I like the way you hesitated and paused. Are you having a good day? Yeah, okay.
Because I usually don't wake up so early in the morning, on a Saturday morning.
But, oh, bless you.
But I'm happy to be with you guys today.
So, like all good artists. Very good.
Hey, tell us about this new exhibition, part of State of Motion 2021. What exactly is it?
Sure. I think I'd like to begin about what the State of Motion series is about. So it's actually an annual multidisciplinary arts event organized by the Asian Film Archive. So what we do with this series is that we explore the interstices of visual arts, cinema, and filmic research. So these are through exhibitions, through film screenings, and of course we get like artistic responses, commission new works. So these are focusing on Singapore and the Asian region. So that's what the series is about. And I think in 2021, what we're really excited to do is to embark on a sci-fi journey. So for the previous years, we've done this for 6 times now. And then for the previous years, we've done themes like monsters and horror. We've done about the golden age of like Malay cinema in Singapore. We've also done things like True Stranger Eyes, when like foreign productions came into Singapore and like depict Singapore as a character or a backdrop. And how does that happen, right? And then this time around, we decided, hey, I think it's about time we do science fiction because of, you know, the. I think part of that is because of the pandemic as well, about how everyone is thinking about resetting the future or resetting the present. And then that became an inspiration, a spark for us to think about what we can do to consider alternative realities within this time.
Okay, so, that's a very profound cheem, to use a local word, interpretation. Let's get the sort of the nuts and bolts of it for our listeners. Sure. Now, you're in charge of the film program, right?
Yeah, I'm in charge of the film program, but I also co-curate this with my co-curator, Shaida Iskander.
Who's doing the art exhibition. I understand that. And this is on at Marina One, is that correct?
Marina One
at Seven Straits View. So people go along to this and watch various films. Is that how it works? And watch the art exhibition? Because, you know, in this post-COVID-19 climate, people are often wondering, is it virtual? Is it in person?
Yeah.
So what are the mechanics of this? Can people actually go down and watch these films?
Yeah. So we actually have two venues for the film program. So one is at Marina One itself, which is also where the arts exhibition is situated at. So the arts exhibition is like mostly physical. We have some online components, but then the film screenings itself is also screening at the Oldham Theatre. So this is at the National Archives of Singapore at along Fort Canning, and that's where Asian Film Archive actually screened our regular programs there. So we have two venues for the film program and one main venue for the arts exhibition, physical one.
Okay, so it's called State of Motion. So what kind of films have you selected and why?
So for the film program itself, we are focusing on, again, alternative ideas of what science fiction can be. So I think we all know that science fiction has always been dominated, right, by popular cultures. We're talking about Hollywood. We're talking about the European cinemas. We're talking about even countries like Japan, for instance, in Asia. So this time around, we're interested in local and Southeast Asian regional concepts and stories of science fiction, and what does that entail and what distinctions can that make, right? Actually, we sort of crafted out two paths for that. So one is Southeast Asian countries actually almost replicating certain tropes of science fiction. So you can see ideas of, Blade Runner, ideas of Matrix being kind of transported into local context, local stories. So there's this film called Foxtrot 6, And it's actually an Indonesian blockbuster film. And it imagines Jakarta as the biggest, most richest country, metropolis in, well, in 2030s, where Gojek, the company, is actually the richest company in the world. So it actually sets that context. And it also talks about, well, there's a lot of nationalism going on as well within this stories. Then there's another half that we are interested in, which is artists or filmmakers actually building off science fiction ideas in very unexpected ways. And these unexpected ways a lot of times contemplate alongside the conditions of their living in their country and, even politics as well. So we have these two strengths and people can find out what science fiction suits their boat, I guess. Yeah.
We're talking with Tong Kei Wee, the co-curator of the new sci-fi themed art exhibition at State of Motion 2021, playing until the 21st of February. And how does the daily schedule look? Are there several films a day or is it one a day? What is the rundown sort of look like? And how can people find out which movies are playing and all that?
Yep. So for the movies, we screening at two venues, as I mentioned, and it's happening every week. So I believe Wednesday nights, Friday nights, Saturdays and Sundays. And please go to our website at stateofmotion.sg as well as asianfilmarchive.org for the ticketing info and for you to buy tickets from there. But of course, besides the film, I'm also here to promote the arts exhibition as well, which is the physical installations, which is made out of a lot of video works, audio works. And that is at Marina One itself. So that opens daily from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. So it's going to open soon. It happens daily and except public holidays, which is the upcoming Chinese New Year.
And these art installations, are there any local artists involved? Any Singaporean, regional artists?
For sure. So there are a selection of local and Southeast Asian artists. And I'm here to also maybe speak about some highlights. So I think like half of the whole show is local artists because, well, it's easier during this time as well to kind of commission them. And they are mostly, if not all, local commissioned new works.
Oh, it's kind of so it's new commissioned works for this exhibition. Yeah. That's great.
For this exhibition. Yep. So, well, one of them is actually by Singaporean artist Bunny Haiku. His work is called the Momok Electric. So Momok, if you guys know, it's actually ghost, phantom or specter in Malay. And the idea of the electric is how he imagines and speculates how machines of the future codify speech and how a momok is being conjured through the machine, continued interaction with human speech. So if you go there, you'll see maybe some spooky elements, some aesthetics, but also some very resounding sound works happening there. So it's scary, but I encourage everyone to actually
And family friendly. I mean, we've got a lot of children who are budding artists and
family friendly.
Yeah, yeah, they're not going to be terrified and running for the corners.
I can promise that, but it's going to be most of it is going to be family friendly. Well, some of the works are rated, but I mean, of course, we have people to safekeep that from children from entering certain stuff. Yeah, but. And we also have a Thai artist. Sorry, please.
No, I was just going to ask you. And when people go to watch the films, does it feel and look like a cinema, or what does the space actually feel like when they're watching the films?
Yep. So for the film program itself, which will be a standard theater setting, you know, people just sit down passively watching. And for the exhibition itself, which we have a lot of video film works, those are being installed in very contextual ways, like also site specific ways. So people are expected to sit down, but in various ways. We have a work which require you to actually wear 3D glasses. We have works that actually require you to go down to the pits of the building itself in an artificial stony area to actually watch a video.
Wow.
And we have another work that actually you go all the way up to the top of the building with the vegetation and gardens all around you with the skyline of Singapore, and you're watching a video that responds to the skyline.
And how would you say this particular exhibition is different to previous years? And what role did COVID-19 play, if any, in deciding the kind of themes and topics of this exhibition?
Yeah, so I guess for COVID-19, it's, we're all sitting at home and thinking what we can do next. Of course, at the right from the beginning, we're not even sure if a physical exhibition can come true. I mean, this this conversation of planning happened in, you know, like February 2020. It's, oh yeah, 2020, yes. So we were not sure at the time, but then we were thinking about how we could imagine different futures. So then that COVID-19 pandemic, which also recalls familiar themes in the genre, you know, like demonstrating how science fiction genre, like, you know, the pandemic and vaccines and how it all can actualize into reality. So I think using this genre this genre evokes so much imagination, right? Yep. And then that allows us to use this theme to kind of talk about real life issues as well. So that's why a lot of our artists or filmmakers, even though they're using the genre, they're actually really using it as a means to talk about more important things that's happening right now.
Oh, that's great. I just heard a bit of overlap there. Well, I have a question. I like to very stereotypically judge a man by his movie choices. And as you are a curator, of this sci-fi thing, what are your favourite sci-fi movies? Then I'll get a taste of what to expect at this exhibition.
My favourite sci-fi movies. Okay. I love the Blade Runner series.
Okay, good choice.
I love the old one and the new one.
Okay.
Actually.
He gets a tick in the box for that one. Yep.
Sure. And I mean, who can go beyond the classics like Metropolis and 2001, A Space Odyssey? So these are the classics that we're talking about.
He answered correctly. I will go to the exhibition now. Very good. I was testing your judgment there. They're good choices, yes. I would throw Planet of the Apes in there as well. That's just a personal choice. The original Charlton Heston Planet of the Apes. Mm. You didn't mention Star Wars, which I was quite surprised by. But other than that, your choices are solid.
How about... what is it? Plan 9? What was it?
Ed Wood.
Yeah, Ed Wood. 1954 or something. 56.
One of the worst movies ever made.
Oh, but it's awesome.
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yes.
Deliciously bad.
Yeah, deliciously bad. Which, there'll be nothing like that, I'm assuming, at your exhibition, yeah. Kaiwi.
I mean, I hope so. I mean, no comment on the critic on the films, but for our films, I'm not going to deny that there might be some... questionable because it's also local stories, you know, like local regional stories. But yeah. I think what's most important is that we actually give them a platform.
Absolutely.
To actually showcase them and actually for them to have the space to talk about what kinds of futures that they can imagine themselves. So I think, I mean, just to share, like we actually recently screened the first ever Singapore sci-fi movie, which is something that a lot of people don't know about. It's actually a film that was done in 2001. And then released in 2004. And the film is actually called Avatar.
Yes,
and it's pre-James Cameron. Yeah, it's pre-James Cameron. And we actually screened it for the first time maybe after almost 20 years. And I think that was a real joy to watch because it's really entertaining. It stars quite a few local celebrities, if you can catch a few people. And the director is also with us on the day of the screening. And it was a very heartening thing to actually share with a local audience. Okay. No, after 20 years.
Oh, that's wonderful. So,
fantastic. Tong Kei Wee, the co-curator of the new sci-fi themed art exhibition at State of Motion 2021. If you want to get more information, just simply go to stateofmotion.sg. It's all there, all the movies and the different exhibits and things. And
all local new works as well.
All local regional works there. So thanks, Kei Wee, for being with us today.
Happy to be here. Yeah, happy to wake up early today. So, yeah.
Well, we're happy to have been of service. You've got the whole day ahead of you today, and it's a beautiful
day.
Thank
you. Yeah, my work is done, maybe.
Thanks so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.